man. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Here we are one other week. You know the two things that are consistent?
What's that?
Quarantine and this radio show.
We're always going to be around.
Both.
There's not a vaccine for this show yet, so we're still.
I wonder which vaccine will come first, the virus or the vaccine to exterminate the show.
Well, it's lasted, what, 36 years?
A long time. So. All right, scheduled on today's program, we're going to talk a little bit, very little, but a little bit about the draft, your boy Jameis Winston signing with the Saints. Everything that's going on NFL-wise. Going outside the box just a little.
Okay.
Because I saw a tweet. I responded to the tweet, and our first guest later on, a little while, Aaron Costello. Mean anything to you?
Nope.
Of course not.
Part of the Abbott and Costello family?
I'll go ahead and say that to him.
I don't know.
He's an Iowa Hawkeye wrestler.
Okay.
I guess he grew up with and has been friends with Tristan Wirfs since childhood. Tristan, the number one draft pick of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wow.
Good friends. I like this on many aspects.
Okay.
One, O-line.
Right.
Who's tight with the O-line?
You love the O-line.
Two, his buddy. I don't want to say best buddy because I don't know, but right. One of his close buddies, wrestler, right up our alley.
You love wrestling.
This is a good stuff.
And from a powerhouse, Iowa. I mean, that's a powerhouse.
Well, that's what they're known for, yeah.
Yeah, that's big. I mean.
So, Aaron Costello coming on the program. The G-Man coming back on. I don't know if you remember Ron Gerard.
I do not.
Ron is my buddy from Vegas.
Okay.
And we sit next to each other at all the UFCs.
Okay.
And you know what would really be a sad, sick, and probably impressive, awful radio show?
What's that?
You and him.
Oh.
It has the potential to really be
to be like the Mickey Pizza Man and the G-Man. Yeah, it's just too much. It's too be too weird. No, but if he sits with you at the UFC, like so, he sits cage side or behind you? Because I never get to sit with you. I have to always sit behind you, which is getting kind of old. How come I can't sit where you sit?
Because I'm me and you're you.
Well, just for like a match, like a undercard match. It doesn't mean anything. I'll just sit where you sit. Just like see what it's like to be Randy Harris for a moment.
No.
No?
I'll pass. Right. So I'm trying to find, you know, I'm trying to do six things at one time, but you need to hear this.
Okay.
So he calls me or he texts me, dog, what time are we on for Wednesday? Don't make me look for you.
Oh.
Okay. Now you got to know Ron.
Okay.
Ron and you are kissing cousins.
All right.
And I could see that. So I sent him the
I've never
info.
Sent you a text started off dog. Well, not one. Go through a history of 5 years. You'll never see me start a text with dog.
That's Michael Pittman as well. So I'm trying to find it. It was on Facebook. So let me try to jump back on here. I'm trying to do, like I said, 16 things at the same time. So I put a thing up about who's on today's radio show. And Shane Grossman responded, definitely trying to get back to listening regularly. Would love to hear from Clay Guida.
What up, Grossman?
Who's scheduled to be on. Here's the G-Man's response.
Okay.
If this isn't you, I don't know what is.
All right.
His response was, can't wait to hear what I have to say.
Wow, that's all me all day.
Is that not all you?
I'm the greatest thing to ever live.
No.
The greatest pizza guy you've ever met.
No.
The greatest, the best co-host that's sitting at the second booth.
Well, you threw the second booth in. So, you know, maybe you can get away with it with the second booth. So, but other than that, I
can't wait to meet this guy.
So, well, he's been on before. Wrote a book. I talked to him as you ran around and did whatever you do when interviews happen.
That's what I do.
Dave Feldman's coming back on. He's going to break some news, some interesting stuff coming up.
Awesome.
They're getting ready to get back in the squared circle here in Florida. So awesome. We'll talk to Dave. The carpenter, Clay Guida.
Clay Guida.
Will be on. And then Robert Blackman, who is a councilman here in the city of St. Pete.
I got questions.
And he's got answers.
Because, you know, I'm a restaurant, and hospitality is what we do. And it's important that we open the city back up.
Yes and no. You know, yeah, it's important, but you have to do it properly.
Yeah. No, I get it. But I mean, it has to go. The restaurants are crippled right now. They gotta get some sort of normalcy back. So I'm excited to talk to him, see what he has to say.
Yeah, no, it definitely should be an interesting kind of update, letting us know what is going on, what can be done. You know, how long are we going to have to stay? I'd like to stay in 6 feet away from each other.
Yeah, you don't like people anyway.
Well, that's true. That's true.
This is perfect for you. You're like, I wish my whole life was quarantined.
I got in a little shocking, a thing on the Book of Face.
You always do.
So somebody that comes to the Monday Night Player Show, and hopefully we're going to do it again this year. At this point, we don't know.
Okay.
The contract's been signed with the press box, but whether we're going to be able to do that.
Sure.
So this person responded about people, fans, that are mad at Jameis Winston for signing with the New Orleans Saints.
Because they're a division, the same division?
Yeah, and the person was like, you didn't care when he was here. Why would you care?
Sure.
And I kind of made a comment, and I don't mean it nastily.
Okay.
But it's the facts. It's the facts of life, which was a great show in the 70s, by the way. Players, yes, they like fans. Players, yes, they like people. But when it's all said and done, they could care less.
Right, it's a job.
It's a job.
It's an opportunity to keep playing. It's an opportunity to provide for your family. It's an opportunity to keep your dream alive. So, you know, just because he's not a Buccaneer, like that rivalry is over, isn't it? I mean, wasn't that like an old school kind of thing where, like, you know, like a Chicago Bear would never fathom playing for a Minnesota Viking team because they just despised each other so much, right? Like the hatred, right? I mean, wasn't that kind of like where that all came from, like it stemmed from? Like, but that's back when players would play for their whole careers with one club. I mean, you know, they'd last 10, 12, 15 seasons under the same, you know, brand. So now with free agency, you know, it's three and you're out, you know? So there's so much moving around. There isn't that, like, loyal rivalry hatred, is there? Hasn't it changed?
No, that's definitely not the way it is anymore. That's for sure.
Okay. Like the Purple People Eaters and like the Orange Crush and like, and the Steel Curtain, like those fan bases, like, you know, it was like they truly hated their opposition. Like now everybody's like, ah, they're all overpaid, you know, sports heroes or whatever. They don't care.
I was upset for a second, for a minute, when Brett Favre signed with Minnesota.
Because for so long it was a hatred rivalry.
Yeah, I mean,
and he was a Packer for what, like 45 years?
No, not 45. But to me, it was strange. But again, it's a business.
Right.
It's a business.
And if you still get to play, and you still get to suit up and do what you love, Tom Brady in a Tampa Bay Buccaneer uniform will be the strangest thing anyone's ever seen. Will it not? I mean, Michael Jordan in a Wizard uniform.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what's the strangest. You know, what the strangest? We're going to see it this year.
What's that?
Tom Brady in a Bucs.
No, I'm the GOAT of all time in a Tampa Bay Buccaneer uniform.
It's going to be crazy. Long as he's in the right stadium. He goes into the wrong house. He goes into the wrong yard. He goes in.
As long as there's certain players. I mean, Derek Jeter in any other uniform than a Yankee, right, would just be weird.
Yeah, I mean, it would be weird, but any weirder than, you know, and I was going to throw out about Derek Brooks, and then there was Warren Sapp, there's John Lynch, you know, the legends of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that did go. Was it strange to see it? Yeah, but it moves on. Life moves on.
Of course.
And why wouldn't they go somewhere? Okay. I could care less. What I do care less is when people make comments and do whatever, and then Jameis will come back and sign that one-day contract. Just
retire,
like,
here with a Buck uniform on.
Just like Gerald claims he's going to do.
Right.
Retire a Buck. Why?
Only if the Panthers don't win a Super Bowl. Do you think he wins the Super Bowl ring with the Carolina Panthers? Do you think he's going to retire as a Buccaneer? Heck no. Absolutely not.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
You think he would retire with a team that he accomplished nothing with?
because that's where he played longer. I mean, if he was in Carolina for a year, then who knows? It's the Carolina Panthers, so we don't obviously need to worry about it because it's not going to happen. Carolina's not winning a Super Bowl anytime soon. Or any time at all.
It's not nice.
I love that little day.
That's just because your sister is such a diehard fan.
Congratulations. I'm sure he's listening. We had Michael Pittman on last week.
Yeah.
Junior goes in the second round.
To my Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah. It means Mike and I are going to meet in Indianapolis for a game.
The Harbaugh comeback kid. I love the Colts growing up.
We're also going to meet in Vegas if we're allowed to meet. Because the Colts go to Vegas to play.
The
Raiders.
The Raiders.
So what'll be cool is another Pittman jersey on my wall.
True.
There was talk, if he lasted long enough, that the Bucs were interested.
Oh, with Pittman as a wide receiver?
Yeah. You know, down the road. You know, down. It needed to go. They were never going to use a second-round pick on him. So I'm extremely happy for him. Good stuff for him. Very exciting.
Colts are a great organization.
The other thing I want to throw out before we hit the first break, Mike Tyson.
Okay.
Have you heard this?
The legendary.
He's training.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's coming back.
He's coming back.
Bare knuckle.
He's coming back for exhibitions.
Oh.
I have zero interest in exhibitions.
Oh, you're going to watch it.
I don't know.
You're going to watch it.
I want him to. If you're going to fight, fight.
Doesn't matter what he does. Well, you're going to watch it.
What's an exhibition? He's going to fight you?
I'll take that fight, but
For the money, you would.
For the weed, winner takes all
from his farm.
We'll play Big Bang, take Little Bank.
Well, you don't want to play, winner takes it all with Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson could be officially dead, and he would still knock you out.
That hurts.
I'm just being honest.
That hurts.
But we're 6 feet away, so
I don't even have a chance.
No, zero. Zero chance. So, we're going to talk a little bit about that. My boy Jimmy Denning is now doing a boxing magazine.
Oh, okay.
So
awesome.
We're going to talk about that maybe this week, maybe next week, whatever. So a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff going on. Coming up down the road, Aaron Costello. Further down the road, the G-Man, Ron Gerard.
G-Man.
And during the break, and these are short breaks today, because we want to make sure we get everything in. This guy and you, like I said, are identical.
The G-Man.
The president, Dave Feldman, Clay Guida, the carpenter, Robert Blackman, the councilman, a lot of good stuff. And there's pizza available.
Always.
All you got to do is pick up the phone. What's the number?
727-914-6969.
Order a pizza, get some good toppings, and if you're here before 4 o'clock, you'll be able to say hi to Matt. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete, sponsored by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. She loved to fry, a pretty hound car, thou was side.
Dance, dance, sister, dance. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's Joel Romero here and the Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we are back. Knockout Radio 5 with Pizza 8824 4th Street North.
Has your hours changed at all?
Not really, no. I actually expanded hours.
I was going to say, I really feel like you're opened earlier now.
Yeah, I'm open earlier, and I'm just trying to accommodate, you know, make money, make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Make money.
Make money.
You're trying to make money?
Get money. So, yeah, but, I mean, what are you doing to count down the minutes until your granddaughter gets here?
It could be any time.
Did you ever set up that office pool, like with the squares and the whole?
Never got around to it.
So do you want to know if she's born today? Do you know,
because my daughter-in-law kind of wanted to get in, and she has insider information.
Yes, she can't do that. That's like Martha Stewart trading stocks.
Well, in a way it is, and in a way it isn't. She doesn't know. You know, they went to the hospital last night and then came home.
Well, so, here's some notable celebrities that your granddaughter will share a birthday, if it is today.
If she's born today. I kind of wanted it, as it turns out. My daughter plays with numbers and does all sorts of stuff, and if you would have taken yesterday's date,
right,
which was 4/28/2020, and taken each individual number and added it up, it would have totaled the number that was my dad's favorite number, who my soon-to-be granddaughter is named after, my mother-in-law and my dad. My dad's favorite number was 18.
Right.
And if you take 4/28/2020, each individual number, it equals 18. Would have been crazy.
But then she wouldn't have shared the birthday with Jerry Seinfeld.
No.
Willie Nelson.
Well, that's a bad sign.
Your boy Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Titus.
Master P. Like I said, I don't know.
I don't know who Master P is.
That's the guy from New Orleans. Apparently, it's not Jameis.
No idea.
Jameis is the new man in town, right?
In New Orleans, yeah.
Dale Earnhardt, senior?
Senior? Well, no. It's not. It was the day he was born.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's not.
He doesn't have birthdays.
He's still not celebrating.
Yeah, he's not celebrating anything.
Yeah, so Duke Ellington.
Okay.
So those are some notable names, too. And the Shark Puppet, which apparently the Shark Puppet.
What the heck is a Shark Puppet?
I guess it's probably some kind of cartoon.
A puppet that looks like a shark.
That's it.
No idea.
So, but you know how that plays into our interview later?
No.
Because Quiglita held a 9-foot bull shark in his bare hands. That guy is the guy I want to be when I grow up.
Well, first,
he put a rear naked choke on a bull shark.
That's awesome.
9-foot bull shark.
Did the shark tap? Or
I don't think so. I think they're still fighting. The shark hit him. His hair threw all this salt water off. It looked like he got hit 7 times.
How would you like to be sitting in your house? The door slams open. guy throws a bag on the floor, and it's Tom Brady in your house.
Yeah, I heard the story. It's a little weird.
A little.
I mean, why would Tom Brady just walk into somebody's house he doesn't know?
Well, it's definitely happened. You're not implying you don't think it happened.
Out of courtesy, I would never just walk into someone's house, even if I knew them or not.
You would think.
I would, and especially if I'm Tom Brady, especially if I'm in a new town and I don't know where I'm at in a subdivision that I've never been to.
Well, I guess Leftwich lived next door.
And he went to go get a playbook, apparently.
Right.
But, man, I don't know. I mean, the story doesn't make a lot of sense.
I went to Rampage Jackson's house in L.A.
Okay.
He was expecting me.
Right.
He told me, just walk in when you get here. And I still knocked on the door. I'm not walking into Quentin's house.
Of course not.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, you walk in the wrong house, and in Florida, you might not walk out with any,
well,
you know.
Obviously, if you do it in Florida, everything's good.
Well, yeah, I guess if you do it in Byron Leftwich's neighborhood, I'm sure is nice. But anywhere else, you're getting a bullet hole.
Yeah. No, I mean, you would assume that everything is okay. But
the footballs be deflated from gunshot pellets.
I guess the NFL has ruled that, you know, they didn't do anything wrong. He didn't. It's not like they had meetings.
Right.
That he just, well, again, you can't prove
it. Stop by to get a playbook. You could email the playbook.
I know you can't.
Text it?
No.
Scan it?
No. You know how big the playbook is?
Could have mailed it. I mean, we're in the middle of a pandemic. You don't need to go in person to pick up.
You know what? I'm going to say no, you don't mail it.
You don't mail the playbook?
No.
Because top secret?
Yeah. God forbid.
Yeah.
Larry forbid.
It just doesn't make sense.
I hate that term.
Come on. I think.
I believe it.
He went to get the playbook. He got caught being seen, so he had to like walk into somebody's house to make it look like he got lost.
No. I think he walked into the wrong house and then had to admit that he did it, and then they... Now, definitely didn't spend any time together.
Because if the playbook goes missing, Carol Baskins did it.
I don't know who that is.
You ever seen The Tiger King?
No.
You haven't watched it yet?
No.
It's epic. No. You have to watch it.
I have zero interest.
It is classic. It's truly, you have to just watch it.
I don't.
Because it seems like there's no way it's real. And unfortunately, because of the landmarks and the street signs and we live here, it's all real. It's all there. And it's just... In all of its magnificence, you have to watch it.
Zero interest in it. I guarantee you I will never watch it.
We will watch it together.
I'm pretty sure that I won't. You have a better chance of me watching that troll thing that you tried to show me the other day.
That is the Trolls World Tour, and that is thanks to Stream TV keeping my house sane during this quarantine.
No, you mean you didn't spend the $22 on Spectrum like we did?
Listen, and I think the Stream TV, according to Shane Grossman and James, they have a special on their website. It's discounted right now.
Really?
So you can buy the Stream Box, which you can watch pay-per-views, you can watch movies.
Allegedly.
New movies.
That's alleged.
Yeah, you can allegedly watch them. You're streaming them. You're not recording them. You can't record them.
Right.
But you're allegedly watching things that are new and out, such as Tiger King, and all 7 episodes are on the StreamTV.com. Check it out, because I know for sure, I don't think I've ever laughed so hard in my life.
3 UFCs in 10 days.
That's amazing.
Not even 10 days, 7 days. What am I talking about? It's Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Do you think Mike Perry, Darren Till gets done? They've been going at it.
They've been going at it, but I don't know.
Does that sell fights? I mean, can they write their own script in this pandemic time? Like, is that a fight you'd want to see at 170? Do you want to see
I want to see every fight. You know, I hate when you and people say, is that a fight you want to see, and then you name names. It doesn't matter, the names, because more times than not, and we've talked about this, the biggest names in the sport fight, and it's boring. Yeah. Or there's two names that you may not even know, and they fight, and you're like, I'm not going to watch it, I don't know these names, and it turns out to be an epic fight. So it's not, do I want to see these? I want to see every fight. I truly do. And that's why I get so upset. You know, no matter where I'm at, Vegas or wherever, when I did travel, when we were allowed to travel, that the seats were empty. You know, the undercard, the Fight Pass card, you know, even, you know, the Fox card or the ESPN Plus card. Right. I mean, watch them all, because you don't know what's good and what's bad.
Sure. Yeah, some of the best fights are the opening fight. You know, never know.
You never know.
But yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of chatter that it could be the undercard on the Notorious McGregor versus Nate Diaz on Fight Island.
Oh, do you know that for a fact?
I don't know that.
Conor is going to be fighting Nate now?
I don't know that.
You just said on that card.
I said chatter. That's people talking, not me talking.
No,
I'm just telling you what other people are talking.
Oh, all right.
But it would be an interesting card, don't you think?
They're all interesting, but yeah,
Do you like fights for like skill set? Because I think Darren Till is a different level for Mike Perry's, you know, skill set. But I think from like a talking and entertaining value, and we know that Mike's a warrior. We know he's a not afraid of anything or anyone. So, you know, do you think it's an intriguing fight? Even though it might not match up on
intriguing. Is that what you want to hear me say? Sure.
Yeah.
I just said I don't care names.
Do you care if there's like three fights in 3 weekends? Is it too much?
I want to see three fights at the same time. Like, you know what I really do want to see? Now, you know, we've talked about, you know, the fights that happen over in Europe, the team fights. I'd like to see a tag team fight.
Yeah?
I think it'd be funny.
Just 2-on-2. Or 5-on-5. Like,
well,
the
no. That's insane.
Because the Russian fight's like 5-on-5.
It's crazy.
It is
insanity. But we're going to talk more gibberish. We've got a lot of stuff still to get to. When we return, I believe calling us from Iowa will be an Iowa Hawkeye from the wrestling team. And I'm throwing you under the bus right out of the blocks.
Why?
Just so you know.
Why?
You'll find out when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did. And they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is motorcycle music to me. I love the motorcycles. Shout out Fran Hosh and the motorcycle attorney. Always supporting local business.
Yeah.
Keep me running around the city to all these motorcycle shops. And from one cyclist to a biker.
No, I was going to say, don't say you're a cyclist.
No, they are way cooler. I just got to say, motorcycle guys. Cool group of guys. I'm going to be a part of it. And we're back.
We are back. We're just hanging out. Hanging out. Off.
Having a good time, quarantine and all. Well, 6 feet of distance.
And we'll find out about the quarantine in the next hour.
Yeah.
You know, when one of the St. Petersburg City Councilmen, Robert Blackman, is going to come on. Very good friends with Keith McCants.
Oh, your boy.
You know, who was listening last week.
What a crazy story.
That's one of my favorite stories of all time.
For Al Davis to, like, tell him to go check into a mental hospital.
That's awesome.
So it drops him in the draft value so the Raiders could pick him up.
That's
incredible.
To his credit, and honestly mine as well, because I asked it, I said, if you could go back in time, do you regret not doing it? And he was honest and said yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because coming from Alabama, coming down to Tampa, it was like going backwards.
Oh, right? It was.
From a top-level collegiate program to what the Buccaneers were at the time.
To high school.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
The facility. The team,
right.
Everything about it. So, I mean, I remember, I don't really remember that time. You know, it's a little foggy, but I remember him. You know, I remember he was the biggest name. It was unbelievable how big he was. And this was, you know, really before the Alabama in our family. My brother was there, was in a class with him. But, you know, it still wasn't that Alabama that it is, that it has been. Well, sure. Today, I don't even know if you say today because, you know, they haven't really done much.
Right.
Right?
How was the draft for you this year? Like, did you watch it? Like, was there any surprises?
I did watch it. Again, I'm not into it like everybody else. I couldn't tell you a lot of the names and all that kind of stuff. I watched the first round.
Okay.
You know, obviously, I would watch every Buccaneer pick, and then we would go on Zoom or whatever it's called and get to do some interviews. But I do have a question for you, and I want you to be honest.
All right.
Because we've talked about this before.
Yes.
If we could go to any event, what would it be? And I have always said NCAA, the wrestling tournament, to me is the best.
Right.
What have you always said?
The March Madness.
You've said basketball.
Basketball.
I've said wrestling. All right, we're going to break the tie right now. Fair?
Fair enough.
All right, well, we're going to break the tie. Which is better? Which one of those two events is better? Let's jump out to the phone lines and welcome Aaron Costello. Aaron, how are you?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing? I'm pretty good.
We appreciate your time. Can you break that for me? I keep telling this knucklehead the NCAA wrestling tournament is the best tournament there is.
Hey, here's the thing. I can't argue that March Madness isn't a great event, but the thing you got to think about at the NCAA wrestling tournament is it's all the crazy wrestling fans, one place, one weekend a year, 10 champions.
Phenomenal. It's phenomenal. I look forward to it, honestly. Not because you're on, you know, not because I knew you were coming. I have always said it. Have I not?
You have.
So
we were supposed to go. It was in Minnesota this year.
We were going to go. And that's one of my bucket lists, to go to that. Talk to us about Iowa wrestling. It's everything there, right?
Legendary.
Wrestling is legendary in Iowa.
Yeah, I mean, from a young age, you're definitely I wouldn't say forced, but I'd say encouraged to give the sport a try. And, you know, coming from a wrestling family, my dad and my uncles wrestled. I kind of had that pathway in my mind of things I wanted to do. And then, you know, the Iowa Hawkeyes, they've been a program that's excelled very well at the NCAA level. And, you know, ever since the early age, I looked at some of those guys and I looked up to those guys. I had posters on my walls, and you know, I'm just very grateful to be in the position I am, chasing my goals and aspirations in Iowa City.
Back in the day, I am much, 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 much older than you. So back in the early days, you know, when I was a youngster, you know, NCAA wrestlers, high school wrestlers kind of frowned on, you know, the scripted, you know, the WWE, WCW, all that kind of stuff back in the day. I know Brock yep. Lesnar has now gone and changed that some, but I'm kind of curious what your thoughts are, you know, coming from the real wrestling background, you know, to the scripted. They're still athletes. I love watching it, but give me your opinion on that.
You know, my opinions kind of evolved over time. You know, maybe when I was a little younger, I was kind of like, oh, this is fun to watch, but, you know, it's kind of scripted, and I kind of didn't like that the winner was already decided. But, you know, as I've gotten older, and I saw something last year, actually, that The Rock put out there, and he said about 15 minutes into his 75-minute title match with Cena, he actually tore his ACL, or some major ligament, and you know, he battled through it and he finished the show for the crowd and for the fans, and you know, that gave me a lot of kind of changed my perception of it, because you know, The Rock has done he's very versatile and he's done a lot of different things in a lot of different realms. So you know, I'm a fan of WWE. Me and my roommate, we always go through and we watch the highlights, and it's good entertainment, and I also think it's good publicity for, you know, the collegiate wrestling world. Jacob Casper is a guy who has been at my weight class, and he's transitioning into the WWE. So I think it's a really good outlet for some of the guys who don't want to wrestle past the collegiate level but still want to stay involved in some sort.
I'm going to ask you, and before I ask you, would it be something that you would be interested in going? I do need to throw it out, not to correct you. You're much bigger than me. You're much larger than me, and I'm sure you're much faster than me. But it's not all scripted, because the Montreal Screwjob is still out there, where Bret Hart was supposed to win, and then they shafted him in his hometown. So every once in a while, not even they know who's supposed to win. But with that said, is this something that you could foresee maybe getting into?
Yeah, you know, once you get to the higher levels of wrestling, you kind of look around and you've dedicated, you know, 10, 12 years to it, and you kind of start to think, what's my next avenue? So, you know, I've thought about WWE or MMA, but, you know, I have 2 more years left of collegiate wrestling, and I'm focused on obtaining the highest level of collegiate wrestling possible right now, but, you know, I would definitely consider it.
Well, if you can get down to Florida tomorrow. I'm delivering pizzas to the WWE freak, Rob Terry, 2-time Mr. Olympia champion, to celebrate his birthday at the Clearwater Beach Fitness with Hulk Hogan and all the other guys, Bushwhacker Luke and them.
And today is Titus O'Neil's birthday.
Yeah, so come on down, man. I'll put you in good company, and yeah, if you want to pursue those dreams.
Let me ask you this, Aaron. So 2 years down the road, you graduate. You can go any direction you want. Would you go MMA if it was just, you know, these were your two, MMA or going into the WWE or any form of wrestling? You know, I don't want to say WWE because MMA and UFC are two different things as well. Would you go the wrestling route or would you go the MMA route?
You know, I actually think I would rather go the MMA route, just because you know, I've dedicated a lot of time to, you know, perfecting my craft in the wrestling world, and you know, I think it'd be exciting for a new challenge, and I love the physical combat of both sports, and I love the one-on-one, and you know, I love the fact that you can start as a challenger, and you know, in one night you can be the title holder, which you know, I love the opportunities that MMA provides.
You know, I know I mentioned Brock Lesnar before, and I remember watching his first fight, and I thought it was a big gimmick, and I've covered the UFC longer than almost everyone in this country. Again, shows how old I am. And when he walked into the UFC, I'm like, come on. And then when he beat Shane Carwin, and then when he became the UFC heavyweight champion, not just the interim, you know, it kind of changed, you know, my opinion and a lot of fans' opinions on wrestlers and, you know, how tough they are and how tough the sport is that I've always loved, but I've never really even understood how tough it is.
Yeah, I think the MMA and especially the UFC with some of those top level wrestlers kind of climbing the ranks, it's just great exposure for the wrestling world. You know, it kind of shows that wrestlers are more versatile than you know, people might assume when you just look at them. And I think it gives, like the WWE, gives wrestlers another outlet. If you're not competing at the Olympic or world level after collegiate wrestling, you're kind of stuck. And sometimes the money makes more sense in the MMA world. And you know, I think it's a great avenue. And I think Brock Lesnar is a great ambassador for the sport of wrestling, just because he's gone so many different ways. You know, he went MMA, he went WWE. He's a true ambassador for the sport.
Absolutely, 100%.
Plus a Big Ten guy, so you got to love that.
There you go.
Yep.
Give us a little bit of background, and this is how you and I first connected. I didn't realize you've been friends with Tristan Wirfs, the number one draft pick of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for quite a few years now, right?
Yeah, so, you know, the first time I ever met Tristan, we were in, like, fourth or fifth grade, and we both showed up to a local youth wrestling tournament. And I was just pumped up that he was my age and I could wrestle him because, you know, I was a bigger kid all my life. And usually I was wrestling sixth, seventh, eighth graders when I was in fourth grade taking some beatings. So I'm like, all right, like, we're the same age. Hopefully he keeps coming around and we keep wrestling because, you know, this is a little more fair and it's fun. And, you know, ever since then, we've, you know, stayed in touch. And then the latter part of our high school careers, we wrestled quite a few times. And then, you know, both committed to Iowa, went our separate ways. Then, you know, down here in Iowa City, we spent 3 years, you know, being buddies and, you know, kind of knocking knowledge off of each other and kind of, you know, reminiscing about he's glad he did wrestling and me giving him crap that I wish I got a chance at him on the football field just to even the playing field a little bit. But, yeah, no, the relationship with him and his family goes way back.
Very cool. What kind of young man is Tristan?
You know, just the ultimate teammate. One example I have of that is our senior year of high school. He competed in the Under Armour All American game, and you know, down in Texas. And I think the game was like January 5th, and you know, we were supposed to wrestle at a tournament January 12th. And I watched the game on TV, and he weighed in at, like, 317. And, you know, in high school, the heavyweight weight class is 285. So I'm like, oh, he's probably not going to wrestle. Like, he's probably not going to make the weight. And, you know, in 1 week, he cut all the way down and was at the tournament. And, you know, he's from small-town Iowa, Mount Vernon. And one thing that's really cool about him and his family is they know their roots, and they're loyal to the community. And, you know, they're going to do anything they can to be members of that community and be productive in it. So, you know, he's rooted in small town Iowa, but he's ready for the big show.
We are very excited about having him in Tampa Bay. I'm just as excited to getting to know you via Twitter, via the internet. Hopefully, you know, we can meet up at some time. I'll take you to a couple MMA events. If you want to start getting into some training, I know people in Iowa as well, and we'll get you involved in MMA and hopefully another career down the road. And, of course, we're talking years down the road. For coming on the show today, Aaron, we appreciate it. We're going to get your address, and we're going to send you out some 8-Man Strong gear for giving us some time. And don't be a stranger.
Awesome. I won't be. Sounds good. Appreciate
Sounds good.
You guys having me on today.
Yes, sir. We will get you on again. That is Aaron Costello. He tweeted something out. I tweeted to him, and we kind of, you know, conversed back and forth. And I love the guy already. A wrestler, considered MMA, considering MMA.
I'm just grateful that I didn't get thrown under the bus, whatever that was.
The bus of you picking the wrong sport. I'm saying.
Ah, well, that's it. Wow.
I still say the wrestling is so much better. It is so much better for many reasons.
We have to go this year. We have to put that on our itinerary, and hopefully. No coronavirus will cancel the tournament.
One of the reasons that I like it as much as I do, and you know me, I don't care. I don't care really what people think and blah, 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 blah. For me, the wrestling tournament is more exciting to me because it's quicker.
Do they also have women's wrestling in college?
No.
Why not? They have women's basketball. I mean, they're into them.
But I don't believe they do.
Huh. Maybe that's something we could start.
You're going to wrestle in the women's division?
I'll start it up.
I bet you lose.
I'll be first one.
I bet you lose.
I mean, you don't know who I'm going to wrestle.
It doesn't matter.
It could be. It absolutely matters.
I don't think so.
Unless it's Ronda Rousey, then yeah, I might lose.
You'll lose to any collegiate female wrestler.
That's not fair. You can't say that.
I can.
That's not even.
I can say it. I did say it. I will put my money on any female collegiate wrestler over you.
That's absolutely ludicrous, and like, let's do it.
Okay.
You find her, and we'll make it happen. But remember, I'm a pizza guy.
I can find the person.
You find her. I'm the pizza guy.
So what does that mean?
You know what that means. You already know. I know how to get down.
You're an idiot.
We'll script it right here in the parking lot, right there.
Oh, by the way.
YouTube it.
Hobson Gracie.
You better not say Robson again.
No, I'm just saying
because that guy will come and beat you.
he probably will.
We'll do a tag team match. You and me versus the Olympic female and your boy Robson.
I didn't say Olympic. Because you wouldn't.
Well, any of
you wouldn't beat any Olympic wrestler.
I would be. I could be Cejudo.
At what? To the pizza buffet? I read something that they're considering banning buffets.
Come on.
That's what I read somewhere.
So your Golden Corral is no longer?
All of them would be gone.
Oh, that's devastation for a guy like you.
I would never go back to Biloxi.
Because you're the buffet king.
I am.
There's a Tiger King, there's a Burger King, and then there's the king of buffets, and that is you, my friend, right there.
Those buffets in Biloxi, I want to say, and I'm guesstimating because I don't remember exactly, it was like $32 with a 25% discount for being a military veteran.
Right.
For all you can eat lobster.
They regretted that.
Not only did I go all three nights I was there, it was the second reason that I went back to Biloxi. The first was it was BKFC again.
Honest question.
Honest question, or you want an honest answer?
Honest answer.
All right.
Okay. Like, when you're making your decision on which fight card you attend
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Does the food and the city like
absolutely
matter more than the card?
More than the card? No.
Have you ever gone to a place just for the food that you know is in that city?
Biloxi.
Yeah. Yeah.
As much as I love Dave Feldman, as much as I love BKFC, I'm not 1,000% sure I would have gone back to Biloxi if it wasn't for those buffets. Being honest.
That's a diehard buffet guy. That's why you're the king.
Now, I did go because it is BKFC, you know, and I love going. I love covering. Matter of fact, we've got some announcements coming about the upcoming BKFC. That'll be happening at 15:15 the next hour with Dave Feldman.
Yeah.
And I saw Hector Lombard calling people out.
Hector Lombard calling.
You know, so things are going to get interesting.
People getting squirrely, man. People are, like, ready to go punch somebody in the face. Like, it's going to be an active combat season when they open this back up.
Unless you're Hobson Gracie, and then you're just going to hit the ground. Because they're Gracies.
Right.
Yeah, you know, Gracies do everything on the ground.
It's true.
The Tyson exhibition, again.
Who's he going to fight?
To me, that's what matters. You know, I don't want to see Mike Tyson put an exhibition on just somebody.
Right. It's got to be somebody like legendary.
A competitive, you know, I don't want
to. What do they run back Holyfield Tyson? Would you watch the rematch?
Just to see if he bites the other one.
So stupid. But yeah.
I'm stupid because I said it before you.
Oh, man.
You know you were going
that's
there.
A classic. That would be a classic if he did it again. Like, And then the Tiger's there, the Tiger King comes out, Joe Exotic. I mean, we could have, it could be the most epic entertainment show of all time.
Who would, seriously, have you seen Mike Tyson train? Like, I've seen some video of him hitting a bag.
Yeah.
I think you would be nuts to get
in. He's still got the power. He still has the torque. I mean, it's, you know, but he's not conditioned. He couldn't go more than like 32 seconds.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess, yeah, you're right.
And do you get tested on an exhibition?
For steroids? Because, I mean, we know he's got pot in the system.
Well, that's what I'm saying. For marijuana. For Mary Jane.
He's probably made more money on the pot farm than it is fighting career.
What do you say? I don't know.
I mean, George Foreman made more on a grill than he did boxing.
Yes, that is true. Tyson made more money than Foreman. You know, he came later on in his career.
Right.
I don't know how he made a ton of money.
He did.
You know, when he fought. And he threw it all away. Spent it all, gave it away.
Kind of like Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre, the music producer. I mean, he probably made more money on the headphones, the Beats by Dre. I mean, I'm sure he's, like, some of these guys, they built their name and then they did endorsement deals and made more money on the products that, you know, went household or worldwide. But I think Hulk Hogan had the first shot at that. Didn't Hogan have the first shot at the Foreman grill?
Somebody did, I was going to say, and they passed.
Because he had a blender he was doing at the same time or some kind of chopper or something. But.
I don't know. I just got a text message. I reached out to a MMA fighter.
Okay.
And very interested, so I'm going to have to, at the top of the hour,
okay,
we'll reach out. We'll try to, you know, move some people around, try to do some things.
Oh, get somebody on.
Possibly.
Big name? Big guy?
Somebody that's going to be fighting here in the next couple of weeks.
Named Platinum?
Well, no, we've already talked to Mike.
Oh.
You know, I just don't want to try to read this while I'm trying to...
While you're live.
Yeah, while I'm live and trying to pay attention to you, so...
No, I'm excited, man. I mean, I think I'm ready for fights. I mean, I was burned out, I'll be honest, because they were so often, so frequent. There was so many of them, Bellator and ONE, and there's just you couldn't keep up, really. You know, and then all these people fighting, you don't know who they are. But right now...
But again, I'm going to say it again. It really doesn't matter if you know who they are. That's unfair.
Fan of mixed martial arts.
Right.
Yes, you don't care. You just want to see two competitors going at it and the skill. But for the excitement and to drum up that nostalgia from like old school days when people look for months in advance, like they would a Tyson fight upcoming, where they would build up, and then this big epic fight, Tito Chuck, and like the world's electric and all the bars are full of people, you know, packed to watch it. Yeah, those days, one, they're not allowed to pack in a bar now. But I think this would be the closest thing to having that kind of excitement again. And you got to have your headliners. You got to have your big names, the names that everybody knows, to bring out these first couple cards, to bring people to the sport.
See, I disagree. Again, I think you're going back on what you're saying. Since we haven't had fights in so long, I think you could put Turtle D and Turtle
Dove.
Yeah. You know, that's going to be a fight, you know, not an exhibition, not a joke, not a whatever. You could have a legitimate, sanctioned, whatever fight, and people are going to tune in because they haven't had it. So I don't think you need Conor McGregor next week.
I think the world wants to see Conor McGregor next week.
Well, of course the world does. And the world's not going to pass on a Conor McGregor fight, Justin Gaethje fight, a Mike Platinum Perry fight. I'm just saying I don't think you need it as much as you needed it before when you had a fight every week.
Right. So speaking of Gaethje, 249 going down to Jacksonville. That's here, right? I mean, it's coming to Florida. It's official. It's a done deal.
It's official.
Right.
It's a done deal when it actually happens.
That's true.
Well, I'm just saying.
Close to the public.
Yep.
So media involved? Or you?
I don't know. I believe they're going to allow two media people.
Oh, like ESPN.
You know, but again, if you can't travel.
Stephen A. Smith, obviously, since he's an
Stephen
expert.
A., you know, is an expert in MMA and all things that are not experts. The guy kills me.
The guy.
I can't even watch that show. Whenever any of those shows come on, him and Max Kellerman, I can't stomach either one of them.
And Max was a legit boxing guy.
He was a boxing guy.
He was a good one.
Yep. Well, I don't know about a good one. He was a boxing guy.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Enough.
You know, I don't know how good he was.
Hmm.
I mean, he seemed knowledgeable, but he didn't seem as boisterous isn't the right word. Condescending, maybe. You know, that both of them are now. I think Max and Stephen A. Smith come across as arrogant, and I literally would rather take a pen and stick it in my ear.
I can't stand people like that.
It's craziness.
Well, I mean, I am one.
Well, you are one, but you don't like people to be like you. I get it.
Yeah, no, I can't stand people like me.
Well, don't go anywhere, because when we come back from the top of the hour, you're going to feel like you're talking to yourself.
I think I'm going to go on break.
You probably will. I'm going to try to pull this other thing off. The next hour is going to be action-packed, a lot of good, cool stuff. I do want to thank Aaron for coming on. Good dude.
Awesome guy.
Good guy.
Big Ten guy. I mean, all the Iowa fans, when they come here for the bowl games, they're always top-notch, class act, family values, Midwest family people.
What are you saying? The Southeast guys are different? They're not like that?
Definitely.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying. I mean, from my experience, there's nothing better than a Big Ten family.
Nothing's better than the top of the hour, so I can turn you off. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. A lot of good stuff coming up, hour number two.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.